This is KNKX News. Several Pac-12 football players who threatened to opt out of the 2020 season are still waiting for their concerns to be addressed. The clock is ticking as practice is scheduled to begin in the next few weeks. We learn more from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, what's driving this movement?
Well, I think it's the convergence of the racial injustice laid bare by the George Floyd murder and the subsequent protests and the pandemic. I think what's happening here is the realization that football players are the game. It's not the college. It's not the tradition. It's the players. And it's an empowering moment. And they want some leverage here to address a lot of grievances that have accumulated over time and that many people have known about in college sports. Basically, it's exploitation of them. One of the players said, "I don't want to be a lab rat." And that refers to the fact that they're going to try to protect these players as much as possible, but there's been an absence of transparency that they want addressed as part of this package.
Right. Let's talk about some of the specific demands.
Well, there's about four categories that the Pac-12 players presented in a Players Tribune story earlier in the week. And the first one, as I mentioned, is the health and safety protections. They also want to see protection for the existence of other varsity sports at every university. And they want that done by reducing what they call lavish expenditures. And they also want improved emphasis on racial injustice. They want a task force created to address these issues, including an athlete summit annually to address issues unique to black players. And they also want a 2% diversion of athletic revenues in order to fund a pool of money that would help impoverished black students, not just athletes. And then they want economic freedom and unity. Under that category, they want 6 years of insurance coverage after graduation for conditions and injuries related to playing football. Currently, that is 4 years. They want immediate revenues from use of their names, image, and likenesses. That's something that the NCAA is going to do, but maybe not until 2023. This protest might advance that. They also made a request that sounded straight out of pro sports. They want 50% of all the athletic revenues to be paid to not only football players, but all scholarship athletes in all sports. I think that's a noble goal, but that won't happen until college sports is completely professionalized.
So what has the Pac-12's response been so far to all these demands?
Well, they've acknowledged they've received the letter and the information, and they've made a commitment to talk, but they haven't really said anything substantively about how this is going to work.
So what's your feeling about whether any progress can be made toward resolution of some of these issues?
Well, this is a rare point of leverage for athletes in the fight to get fairness in college athletics. And I think they're going to get progress on safety. They've got to. And I think they're going to make progress on the racial justice end of things. The financial stuff is going to have to wait. But if they can get a promise out of the NCAA to address this sort of thing immediately after a football season, should it be played, I think that would be a substantial benchmark in the history of college athletics.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.